Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Nun Vav. We left off in daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. We were discussing borders that divide two different fields and for which halachos certain types of borders work and for which halachos they're not considered proper divisions of the field. So we were discussing specifically a meitzar and chatzav. And we said chatzav is a type of bush or a tree that they would plant on the edges of the field because the roots did not spread out. The roots just dug down deep in the ground, and therefore they were very appropriate to use for borders of a field. So we discussed yesterday whether they divide fields for peyah regarding peyah, and whether they divide fields regarding tumah. Now today the Gemara just adds in, the Gemara's medayik further, we're five lines from the bottom of the page on Nun Hey Amud Beis, aval Shabbos lo, that when it comes to Shabbos, it's not going to be a proper division of the field. If you look six lines into the wide lines in the Rashbam, he explains this line. He says, "V'kadayi Gemara del Rav Nam Rabbi Yochanan dafka peya v'tuma." That according to Rav Nam Rabbi Yochanan, it's dafka by peya and tuma that these are considered proper borders. Avol Shabbos lo havei hefsek imafsek meitzar v'chatzav ben shnei rishus harabim. But for Shabbos, it's not considered a hefsek. For what halacha? If you have such borders between two rishuyos harabim, v'hotzi chatzi grogros b'zeva, charka chotzi chatzi grogros b'sheni. Let's say you take a half a shear of something and you carry it from a rishus yachid to one rishus harabim, and then you take the other half a shear of something, the other chatzi grogros, and you take it from rishus yachid to the other rishus harabim. So is that considered that you took a full shear, you carried a full shear out to a rishus harabim, or are they considered two separate rishuyos, so you did a chatzi shear on both? But it's not; they're not mitzarif to one. So he says, "Chayiv da'afil Rav Yosi depata b'shnei rishuyos, teina meitzar mafsika on the shnei rishuyos." You're going to be chayiv even according to Rav Yosi, who says that your pata when you carry out a half a shear to two separate rishus harabims will agree over here that you're going to be chayiv because over here the meitzar does not divide them into two separate rishuyos; we consider them one rishus. That's what it means. Avol Shabbos lo, says the Gemara. Rava amra afilu d'inyan Shabbos. Not even in regards to Shabbos, it could be a proper division. D'tanya hotzi chatzi grogos rishus harabim. Where do we see a discussion about whether carrying into two separate rishuyos harabim is going to carrying a half a shear each into two separate rishuyos harabim is going to be chayiv or pater? It's in this brisa. Brisa says if you carry a chatzi grogos to rishuyos harabim and you leave it there, and then you go and you carry another chatzi grogros to rishuyos harabim in helam echad, meaning with you didn't realize in between that it was Shabbos, so you didn't come to the realization that you've done something wrong. So it's one act bishogeg, it carries together as one act bishogeg, you're going to be chayiv a karban for violating Shabbos bishogeg. But b'shnei halemos, pater. But if you had recognition in between of the fact that it was Shabbos and that you carried to Rosh Hasharabim, so then it's going to be considered two separate acts, each one is a chatzi shir, and therefore you're going to be pater on from bringing the karban. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Behelam Echad, Rabbi Yossi says, even if it's Behelam Echad, even if you did not realize in between, it still depends, and this is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi that Rashi just referenced. Bereshus Achas Chayiv, if you carry it into the same Rosh Hasharabim, both half shears into the same rishus harabim, you're going to be chayiv a karban. B'shtei rishuyos, but if you carry the two chatzi shears into two separate rishuyos harabim, pater, then you're going to be pater from bringing the karban, because it's not the same malacha, you did two half malachas. Va'amar Rabba v'hushi yishchiv chatas b'neim aval karmel islo. Then Rabba, explaining this brisa, says that's only if what makes something two separate rishuyos harabim. So Rabba says that's only provided that the two rishuyos harabim are separated by something that has a chiyuv chatas b'neihem. What does that mean, a chiyuv chatas b'neihem? So Rashbam explains, sheyesh rishus hayachid ben shtei rishuyos harabim. You need to have a rishus hayachid dividing these two rishuyos harabim. If you don't have a proper rishus hayachid dividing them, they're considered one big rishus harabim. Right? So the Rashbam says, shem hotzi mimenu lahen, omehen hichnis lo chayiv chatas. Hilka chashav hefzik lasosot shtayim. If you carry from that rishus hayachid to one of them, or from them to it, you'd be chayiv karmel chatas. That's what makes it a hefzik. If you don't have an area area that you could be chayiv a carbon chatas from carrying from one of these Rishus Rabbim to that area, separating the Rishus Rabbim, then you are not going, then we are do not view these as two separate Rishus Rabbim. Meaning, if there's just a Carmelis, a Makom Patur, something like that, between the two Rishus Rabbim, it's one big Rishus Rabbim. It's not two Rishus Rabbim. Says the Gemara, so that's Amar Rabba Vushish Chiv Chatz B'nei Mabel. Carmelis low, but just a Carmelis between them, it would still be considered one Rishus Rabbim. Abaye Amar, Abaye says, no, I feel a Carmelis. Aval Pislo low. Even a Carmelis can be a divider between two separate Rishuyas Rabbim and make the areas on either side of the Carmelis separate Rishuyos. But if it's a Pisla that divides the two Rishuyas Rabbim, then that would not be a proper division. What's a Pisla? So says Rashbam, Kigon Chatichas Eitz O Amud She'im Gavoa Yud, it should be Yud Tvachim probably, She'im Gavoa Asara Ve'im Rochav, it just takes out the word Amos, Ve'im Rochav Dalin, that it's not 10 Tvachim high, nor is it 4 Tvachim of width. It's just Stam, an Amud, a pillar that's made out of wood, that doesn't have the proper dimensions to be labeled the Rishus HaYachid. Inami Gavoa Yod El She'im Rochav Dalin, Davi Makom Ptur. Or maybe it's even 10 Tvachim high, but it's not 4 tefachim wide, and therefore it's a makom patur. Da'afilu midrabanon mutar l'taltal mitocho l'rishus rabim, u'mirishus rabim l'tocho. What's the difference between a karmelis and a makom patur? A karmelis midrabanon, you're not allowed to carry from rishus rabim to a karmelis. So a karmelis is a greater divider of two rishus rabim, since you can't carry from the bottom line, you can't carry from the Rosh Hashanah to the Carmelis. But a Makom Tur, even Midrabanan, you're allowed to carry from the Rosh Hashanah to the Makom Tur. So you can't say that the Makom Tur is going to divide between the two Rosh Hashanahs. Makom Tur is unique that you can carry from a Rishus Rabim to it. You could also carry from a Rishus Yachid to it. So what does that tell you about a Makom Tur? That it takes on the characteristics of whatever it's next to. So if Makom Tur is in between two Rishus Rabim, it becomes part of the Rishus Rabim. It just takes on the characteristics of whatever it's there, whatever it's next to. I feel the Midrabanan, so even Midrabanan is no Isser. Since it's obviously not considered makom chashuv because it's batal to whatever it's next to, therefore it's not going to be considered a hefsek. That's the shita of Abaye, that a pislo would not be a proper division, but a karmelis would be a proper division. If you look at Tosfos on the top, hikshariva lo pislo hi karmelis. A pislo is a karmelis. Dibazorik mefarish to pislo, meaning we're saying right now that there's such a thing as a rishus hayachad araisa, which is definitely a proper division. Then you have a karmelis, which may be a proper division, and then you have a pislo, which is not a proper division. It's lower than a karmelis. It's makom patur. Says Tosfos, no, pislo is a karmelis. Dibazorik mefarish to pislo dahavi gabi get rishus liatzma kigon de logo. Of Asara, that the Gemara in Gittin explains. What's a pisla? Something that's not 10 tefachim high, but it is 4 tefachim wide. Imkein mashma de gavoa gimel, but it is 3 tefachim high. Umestama airi b'ruchav arba, delashkan rishus b'fnei atzmo, shuchash b'pachs me'arba, and we must be talking about that it's 4 tefachim wide. Va'amud gavoa gimel v'ruchav dal b'rishus rabim havi karmelis. And the halacha is that if you have something that's more than 3 tefachim high, less than 10 tefachim high, but 4 tefachim wide, that's a karmelis. So why should we distinguish between a karmelis and a pisla? A pisla is a karmelis. So says Tosos, we're not the halachos are not of what divides two rishios are not necessarily parallel to the halachos of what is usher to carry from one rishus to another, of what defines a rishus when it comes to carrying from one rishus to another. The yeshlomer de mikol makom hol the katan who kol kach umetaltel lo chashiv labai lahafsik ben biz rishus bekarmelis. Meaning in a chinami, it is a karmelis, right? It is a karmelis. But that's when it comes to carrying from it to rishus ram, from rishus ram to it, that it would be asr midrabanan. But at the end of the day, it's tiny. And since it's tiny and it's something you could just move out of the way, so it's hard to say that that would divide two Rishuyos Rabbim and make them considered two separate Rishuyos. So you're right, it is a Carmelis in terms of carrying to it, but it's not a Carmelis in regards to its ability to divide two Rishuyos Rabbim. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Rava Amar, Rava says a Chiddush, Afilu Pisla, that even a Pisla can divide two separate Rishuyos Rabbim. Vaza Rava L'Tamei, Dama Rava, Rishus Shabbos, Rishus Gittin Dami, and Rava's Lishitasa. So Because Rava says that Rishuyos of Shabbos parallel Rishuyos of Gittin. And what do we know by Gittin? So that's what the Rashbam adds in over here. Damrin ben Mesech is Gittin Bazorik. The Gemara in Perek Hazorik in Gittin says, Dim hikna l'chatzer l'isgarish. If a man is makna to his wife, his chatzer, so that she can be kona the get through that chatzer, Vizarak la get vinafal al hapisla shabachatzer. And then he throws her the get, and instead of landing in the chatzer itself, it lands in on a pisla in the chatzer. So then by Gittin it says, Eina magreshes. She's not divorced. To hapisla makom acher hu b'fnei atzmo. Because the pisla is not considered part of the chatzer, it's considered an independent entity inside the chatzer. Ve'eina b'chlal chatzer. It's not included in the chatzer. The chatzer hikna la velo pisla. He was makna her a chatzer, he was not makna her a pisla. A person, when he decides to be makna to his wife something, is makna one makom to her, he's not makna two makomos to her. And that's what we're saying over here, that Rava says that just like the pisl is considered an independent makom in regards to a get, it's also considered an independent makom in regards to dividing two rishios when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. So a pisl would divide two rishios Shabbos from each other. Says the Gemara Vayter, Ein Shem Lo Meitzav Lo Chatzav Mai. What if there is no Meitzar or Chatzav? Then what's the halacha? So what are we asking about exactly? So the Rashbam in the second wide line, the Kabbai Gemara the Rabbi Yochanan and Amar HaMeitzar v'Chatzav Mafsikin b'Nichsei Ager, Shalo Yikne b'Cheskos Chaveir Ad Sheyachzik B'Shteyen. We're asking, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that we had on Nehemiah Aleph, that a Pisla and a Meitzar are properly mafsik between two rishuyos of a ger. So if you want to be kona one, if you want to be kona both rishuyos, you need to make a separate kinyan on both of them. The im ein sham lo meitzar v'lo chatzav deinu misiyamus mitzreha mali amar Rabbi Yochanan. But what if you don't have something like the meitzar or the chatzav dividing the two rishuyos? What then would you have to do to be kona the entire property? What would Rabbi Yochanan say? Kamat sarich lahachzik sheyichna kol. How much of a chazak do you need to make in order to be kona a vast territory that doesn't have anything dividing it up? So what would it take to be kona the entire thing? You don't need to make separate kinyanim on each side because there are no two sides. There's nothing proper dividing the two. So what would it take? That's how the Rashbam understands the Gemara's question. He says, we sort of dealt with this. He says, yeah, Dilu Rav Shmuel Amr Le'el, Gedazel Tayar Deturi Vahadar, Rav and Shmuel said it's as much as you would go with the plow in one direction and then go back. Yeah, that was Rav and Shmuel Shita. When you have a vast piece of property, how do you acquire the whole thing? So Rav and Shmuel said, as much as you go with the plow and the animal in one direction and back. And that's enough to be kona the, let's say, l'rocha v'chatzer, then you're kona the entire orech as well, right? But that we are under the impression that Rabbi Yochanan has some sort of other shita. And that's why we're asking l'shitas Rabbi Yochanan, what would it take to make such a kinyan? If you look at Tosos understands, atumakai, that this is going on in the case of Tumah, we're not going on kinyanim in Nechzei Agar. Different, he has a different understanding of the Shaila. K'demuch b'hadi b'tosefta t'taros, t'ktani, ha'nichnas l'bika b'yimosa g'sham v'tumah b'sada ploni, amul l'fnei Reb Lazar, ha'rei yishal rishos ha'yachid, pirush ha'mureinus mishmo, kol shiyesh l'shem v'fnei atzma. V'lo k'pirush ha'kunchus t'pirush mishmo, d'kam ha'mureinus ha'im mishmo shal Rabbi Yochanan. So he says, based on the answer that the Gemara is going to give, with Rabbi Mureinus, which that's sourced in a tosefta t'taros. And Seftin Taurus is talking about Tumah. It's not talking about being Kona B'Nechzei Ager. So Tosfos says, if based on the answer being in regards to Tumah, it must be that the question was in regards to Tumah. That if you don't have a Meitzar or a Chatzav between them, can you ever have two separate Rishios in regards to Tumah? What defines what's called one Rishios and two Rishios in regards to Tumah? In regards to the discussion we had yesterday, if you're not even sure if you entered the Chatzar that has the Tumah in it. So this is the Gemara, Pirush Rav Mureinus Mishmo, called Shenikreis al Shemo. Anything that's called by the same name is considered the same chatzer. That if it has, if it's called by, if people refer to it, if people refer to it, as Rashbam says, called Shenikreis al Sada Echad Beloshun Yachid al Shemo, Shekaron la Sada Ploni. People refer to it as a field rather than a group of fields. And as long as it's referred to as a field rather than a group of fields, it's just a large field, then it's considered one field. Hey Chidami, Amra Papa Tekarle Be Gargusa de Planya. They call it the Be Gargusa of Ploni. right? That they'll refer to it as the sadeh that belonged to so and so, as opposed to the sados that belonged to so and so. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. Yosef Ravacha bar Avi Akamei deRavasi, v'Yosef Akamei Mishrei deRavasi bar Chanina. So Ravacha bar Avi was sitting in front of Ravasi, and he was saying in the name of Ravasi bar Chanina, Chatzuva mafsik b'nechse ager. That Chatzuva, which is considered a proper division in a ger's properties. My Chatzuva, what is Chatzuva? Amravidam Rav, meaning what's the etymology of the word Chatzuva? Why is it called Chatzuva, this tree, this bush that they use to put on borders of fields? It's what Yeshua used to divide up Eretz Yisrael, right? To make the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Vamrav Yudam Rav, once we're mentioning Yeshua, Lo Mani Yeshua Ela Yerusha Omdos Al Gvulin. In Sefer Yeshua mentions the names of lots of cities. It doesn't mention the name of each and every city that went to each and every Shevet when in Sefer Yeshua. Sefer Yeshua is largely about the first part about the Kibush Haaretz, and then about the Chiluk Haaretz is Sefer Yeshua. So there's a lot of names of cities in terms of dividing up the land of Eretz Yisrael. So when it mentions the cities, it doesn't list every single city that went to each and every Shevet. It only lists those cities that are on the borders, because that's how you know to divide that's those were the defining lines between the Shvatim. Ha'omdos al Gvulim says, Tosos ein lefarish al Gvulim shel Eretz Yisrael. We're not talking about the borders of Eretz Yisrael, the outside borders of Eretz Yisrael. The Kama Ayoros Chashav Shem Be'emtz Eretz Yisrael, because there are plenty of cities that are mentioned that are right in the middle of Eretz Yisrael and that are not at all borders. Ela Begvulim Dekal Shevet V'Shevet. So clearly, what the Gemara means over here is that he used it to divide up the borders, and the cities named in Sefer Yeshua are the borders between the various Shvatim. Amrav Yidom Rishmol, Kol Sheirei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Chayiv B'Meiser. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to Moshe Rabbeinu is Chayiv in Meiser. So Lafuke Mai, as opposed to what? Meaning, which parts of Eretz Yisrael did he not show to Moshe and are therefore not Chayiv in Meiser? Lafuke Kini V'Knizi V'Kadmoni. Comes to exclude the Kini V'Knizi V'Kadmoni. Says Rashbam, Chayiv B'Meiser, Tehimim Zayin Amin Maksuvim B'Kol Makom. That the area Hashem showed to Moshe is the area of the seven nations that inhabited Eretz Yisrael, which we always refer to. Aval Kini V'Knizi V'Kadmoni Shenasun Lavram Avinu B'Nam Sarim L'Yischayivu B'Meiser Lasa Lavo. But the parts of Eretz Yisrael that Avram Avinu saw that were not showed to Moshe Rabbeinu, that is not going to be Chayiv B'Meiser Lasa Lavo K'Shechzirim Lana La'asid K'dam Reishis Rabba when we get back Eretz Yisrael. Inami Im Kafshu Yisrael Mehem Achri Mos Yoshua Kulan Peturim Min Amayser. Or it might be saying not about Lasa Lavo, but if Jews go and conquer those parts of land after Yoshua's death, they're all Patur from Meister. D'chsif Hasam Zos Ha'aretz Asher Nishbati. Zos L'mutehani Shenitosu La'avram Al Shvua. Meaning Zos, you can be Kovesh in the times of Yoshua and be Chayiv Meister, as opposed to the extra lands that were shown to Avram Avinu. Fine, that's how, if you look at Tosos, Chayiv B'Meiser says Tosos Vim Tomar, Uklaluhu, Velo Harbi Krachim Kavshim Ali Mitzrayim, Velo Kavshim Ali Bavel, Velo Neschayiv B'Meiser Alf Bisharim LeMoshe. There are lots of places that God showed to Moshe that the only Mitzrayim took control of, but the only Bavel did not, and therefore never became Chayiv B'Meiser. So he says, Yeshlamer, the Ksavar Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Asalavo. No, the assumption is that the Kedusha Rishona, when the Olim Mitzrayim came in, is Kitchel Asalavo, and that Kedusha lasts, and therefore it's Chayiv and Meiser. Then Tosfos says, also interesting, Lafuke Mai, right, we said, as opposed to what? What's not Chayiv and Meiser? So Frak Tosfos Tema, Mai Kamer Lafuke Mai, Vahakol Kamer, Demashma Lasuye. Lafuke implies that we said something that's somewhat of a limitation. We said, Kol, right? The Lashon was Kol Sherei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Everything God showed to Moshe. So who says Kamei Lafuke anything? I don't know, but that's a very inclusive term, Kol. It's saying everything. So why would you think it's coming to exclude anything? So says Tosos V'yesh Lomar, D'masher Eyu, D'yek D'mashma Lafuke. That it's that when it says Masher Eyu, Kol Masher Eyu, it's not the word Kol that would be Medayik in, it's the words Masher Eyu. Dafka what he showed him. It's not Kol is Chayiv and Meiser, it's Kol Masher Eyu is Chayiv and Meiser, as opposed to something that he didn't show him. So says Tosos, I have a better idea. Maybe instead of coming to exclude the Makom of the Kini and the Kenizi, maybe it's just coming to exclude Chutz Laretz, that there's no Chayiv and Meisers in Chutz Laretz. So he says, V'yesh Lomar De'in Zechidish. That's no big chiddush. You wouldn't need to say that. You wouldn't need a diuk to say that. And that's the chiddush, that the makom of the kinyan k'nizu kadmoni, when we say it's not chayv ma'aser, we're not saying it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. It is part of Eretz Yisrael. So it's an anomaly. You have something that's a part of Eretz Yisrael, but pater and maestros. The produce that grows there is pater and maestros. Says Gemara Vayter, Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Nefchusa Arva'a v'shalma'a, Rabbi Yudah Amar, Harseir Amonu Moav. They're arguing now about what exactly is the area of the Kini Kinizi Kadmoni that's excluded from Meisr. So Meir says it's Nefchusa Arva'a and Salma'a. Rabbi Yudah says, Harseir Amonu Moav. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ardiskis Asya v'aspamya. Okay, these are different shittos as to what exactly is excluded from Meisr when we say that the Makam of the Kini, the Kinizi, and the Kadmoni is excluded from Meisr. Now, these are just names of cities, so it doesn't seem all that exciting, but if you look at Tosos, somewhat interesting, in the bottom Tosos, Ardiskis Asya, he says, Tema, Demashma Asya b'chutzlaretzi. The implication of this Gemara is that Asya is in chutzlaretz, because we're saying that's the Makam of the Kini, Kinizi, that's not Chayv and Meisr. Vim Kein, Heichicham Perkazabor, Rabbi Chia Barzarunki, Rabbi Shimben Yotzadikav, Ka'azli La'abra Shana, Ba'asya. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that when they needed to go do the Ibur HaShana, to add an extra month into the year, where did they go to do it? In Asya. V'atani perakam in Sanhedrin, yet the Gemara also says in Sanhedrin, Dein Mavrinel B'Yehuda, you need to be in the part of Eretz Yisrael in Yehuda in order to be Ma'aber the Shana. So if you're only allowed to be Ma'aber the Shana in Eretz Yisrael, and then went to Asya to be Ma'aber the Shana, doesn't that imply that Asya is part of Eretz Yisrael? So how can we say over here that it's being excluded from Eretz Yisrael proper? Upishlam Rav Meir Dibur Shana Ba'asya. So Rav Meir, I understand, he says that he could be Ma'abr the Shana even in Chutz Laretz. Why? Ikal Meir D'lo Yiniach Kamosu Ba'Eretz Yisrael Kedam Rinan B'Brachos. I'm Rabbi Kiva. So we understand very well that Rav Meir could go and be Ma'abr the Shana even in Chutz Laretz, because the halacha is, although you're supposed to be Ma'abr the Shana only in Eretz Yisrael, when a gadol, such an Adam gadol, that Lo Yiniach Kamosu Ba'Eretz Yisrael, that he's the gadol Adar, and there's no one like him in Eretz Yisrael, no one of his caliber in Eretz Yisrael, then he could be Ma'abed the Shana even in Chutz Laretz. So that's great for a mayor. But El Reb Chiyav, Reb Shimon, Lekal Lameimar, Deloi Nichu Kamosan. You can't say that Reb Chiyav and Reb Shimon didn't leave anyone of their caliber in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Gemara says things about them that clearly implies that they were not the greatest Gedolim of their times, and that there were people who were considered greater at the time that they were alive. So how were they allowed to be Ma'abed the Shana in Asya if we're going to say in our Gemara that Asya is in Chutz Laretz? So says Tosos, Yeshlomar Da'ahu La'aber Hainu Chishuv. Tos mentions this in Sanhedrin as well, that sometimes when the Gemara uses the expression of being Ma'aber Shana, it's not talking about actually adding the month to the year. It's just talking about doing the necessary preparatory cheshbonos to discuss whether we're going to be Ma'aber the Shana. But the official proclamation of being Ma'aber the Shana, that was going to happen in Eretz Yisrael. They went to Asya to have the preliminary discussions. That's what it was about. And that's that, like when it says over there, they were Ma'aber Shalashan Mzuachazu, also it means that it's referring to the discussions. Teda da Shana Shviyas Haisa, Vitanyasam Deima Avrin Shana Bishviyas, right? Because it was a Shemitah year, and you're not allowed to be Ma'aber Shanim in Shemitah, but you are allowed to have preliminary discussions. So the preliminary discussions sometimes are referred to as Ibur HaShana. So we shouldn't get worked up about the fact that they did what the Gemara refers to as Ibur HaShana in Chutz Laretz. That's no big deal. That's only the discussions leading to the Ibur HaShana. Okay, new Mishnah, the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Aleph. If two people are made that a person was a mukhsuk in the karka for 3 years, that he was eating the peiros of the karka for 3 years, v'nimtzu zamimim, and all those edim turned out to be edim zamimim, m'shamon lo asakol. So the edim zamimim have to reimburse the person who they took the karka from, right? The person who lost that land because of their false testimony, they need to reimburse him. What if you have the following? Shnayim b'rishonu, you have two edim testify that a guy was muchzik in the karka for year one. Shnayim b'shniya, two edim testify that he was muchzik in the karka year two. Ushnayim b'shlishis, and two edim testify that he was muchzik in the karka year three. So then, mishalshin b'neihem, then we divide it in three ways. So says Tosfos, Mishal Shemineim, Hachlo Shayech Lemifrach, Vilemru Hanach Kamaya, Nan Mino Yadinan, the Kaldukai Bebedina La Sudeyasi, Ahayara, Anan Luchivim Achsuk Perus Kasinan. Meaning, you can't say, each one can't argue that, you know, had I known that I was being used as an Eid Chazaka, I didn't know I was being used as an Eid Chazaka, I came and testified for only 1 year. Who said that? I was just trying to be made that he owes the guy the Peros. Because he ate the peros for 1 year, so he owes the owner the value of the peros. That's what I was being made. I wasn't being made that the machzik is the one who has the chazaka. Adraba, I was being made that he owes the marakama a year of peros, because all I said was that he was there for 1 year. I wasn't trying to establish a chazaka, so don't make me an eid zomim. All I testified is 1 year. You can't make me an eid zomim where I'm going to have to divide the payment to reimburse the marakama because I cost the marakama his land. Again, what happened over here? You have two eidim say he was there year one, two different eidim in year two, two different eidim for year three. Turns out that they're all eidim zomim, so they have to divide the payment to reimburse the marakama between them. Right? They have to divide that payment. Why can't they tie in a fractal? I wasn't trying to be made that he has a chazaka. Adrab, I was only made in 1 year. When I'm made that a guy ate your fruits for 1 year, that's edus that he owes you money for the fruits. That's not edus that he owns the land. You need 3 years to own the land. Right? So, Kedibarach Barakates at regular, and the Gemara asks similarly in Baba Kama, Gabe Shar, that each of the Eidim, if let's say you have different sets of Eidim for each Negicha, for each time the Shar gores, that the Gemara asks over there, why can't the first group say, we weren't trying to come to make this Shar a Shar Muad, we were just trying to say that he was Chatzi Nezek. So it says Tosas, to Kivin the Machzik Mevi and the Beis Din, Vadeu Tavasa Ba'u, who brought them to court? They should have realized, based on who brought them into the Beis Din, what they were really there to establish, what they were really there to testify. If the machzik is the one who said, please come and testify that I've been there for a year, so then obviously they should realize their testimony is not being used to make the machzik pay back the value of the payrolls. Because why would the machzik bring them to court to be mechayev himself? Obviously he's using their testimony so that he could become muchzik in the karka. He obviously has other sets of Eidim, where between all the testimonies, he's going to be able to establish himself as the Muchzak, as the one who has a Chazaka and the Karka. So since he's the one that brought them to court, they should have realized that. They can't have such a taina. You know, I didn't know I was being used for a Chazaka. I thought my testimony was going in the other direction. No, based on who brings you, you know exactly which direction your testimony is going in. So that's why Mishal Shemineim, they do bear a level of responsibility. If you have three brothers, one testifies about year one, one about year two, one about year three, and then you have some other random guy who testifies together with each of them about each of those years, so it's considered to be Eidus Achas La'azama, but three separate Eduyos. What does that mean? So it says Rashbam, Harei L'gimel Eduyos U'lachi Kasher Edusan, meaning it's not considered one Eidus in the sense that it's a psul of having brothers testify together, because the brothers aren't testifying together. Each brother is testifying about a different year. It's this other guy who's being mitzarif with each of them that combines them, but they're not considered a single edus where you have nimsef and meamkar of apostle, and therefore the edus thrown out of court. It's not considered to be like that. Rather, it's considered to be separate eduyos in that regard. But when it comes to azama, right, when you're mazim, all of them, they divide the payment between the three groups, meaning that one guy who combines with all of them pays half, and the brothers divide the rest of the payment, and they only become Eidim Zomim if you mazim all of them, if you mazim all four people. So in regards to Azama, they are connected as a single set of Eidus, but in regards to establishing the Eidus and being a valid Eidus, they're not connected. So in regards to being a valid Eidus, you have they're considered independent of each other. Okay. Says the Gemara, major sugya on Amud Beis over here, and that is the sugya of Davar V'Lochatzi Davar. So says the Gemara, because over here, that obviously the relevance is that when you're testifying not about a full chazaka of 3 years, testifying about 1 year, is that a testimony at all? Is that a chatzi davar? Is that a testimony about half of something? or is that a testimony about something substantial? So Masnisin delok Rabbi Akiva. Right away, our Gemara says our Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva. Titanya am Rabbi Yosi kishalach abechalafte etzel Rabbi Yochanan Menuri l'motora. When abechalafte went to Rabbi Yochanan Menuri to learn Torah, v'amid Rabbi Yochanan Menuri etzel abechalafte l'motora. And some say it was the reverse when Rabbi Yochanan Menuri went to abechalafte to learn Torah. Amar lo, he said to him, Harei sha'ach l'shana rishonu b'fnei shnayim, shniyah b'fnei shnayim, shlishas b'fnei shnayim, mahu. He asked him, what about the case of our Mishnah? What if you have two Eidim that testify he was there in the year 2000, two Eidim that he was there in the year 2001, and two Eidim that he was there in the year 2002? Is that Eidei Chazaka? Even though there's no single set of Eidim that knows that he was there for the entire 3 years. So Amar lo, harezu chazaka. He said, absolutely, that's a good chazaka. Amr lo, afani omer kein. He says, yeah, I agree. But you know what? Elish Rabbi Akiva cholek b'davar zeh. Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree. Shei Rabbi Akiva omer davar v'lo chatzi davar. Rabbi Akiva says, edus is only valid when you're made about a full davar and not about a chatzi davar. And this is only a chatzi davar because you're only being made each set of edim is only being made about a chatzi davar, or a shlish davar to be more precise. They're only being made about a third of what's a real testimony. Because what does 1 year do for you? It does absolutely nothing for you. 3 years does something for you. So you see that Rabbi Kiva is against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah assumes that the edus is a valid edus. Rabbi Kiva says it's not. V'rabbanan, hay davar v'lo chatzi davar may abdilei. What do the Rabbanan do with the drush of davar v'lo chatzi davar? Which, by the way, implies that they have to make such a drasha, that when you see the word davar, you have to make a drasha, velo chatzi davar, because otherwise the Gemara wouldn't be asking, what do the Rabbanan do with that drasha of davar velo chatzi davar? So says Tosos, who says you have to make such a drasha? Vim tomer tahacha kuli alma darshi davar velo chatzi davar. Everyone apparently over here holds that when you see the word davar, you need to jump up and make a drasha, davar velo chatzi davar, that davar implies something complete. But uperk meruba, we have a completely opposite drasha. We say chamisha bakar, and we say that includes even chatzai bakar. That sometimes when you have a term, it means even partial. So why are we here? When it comes to davar, everyone says, no, it has to be the whole thing, can't be partial. When it comes to bakar, we say, yeah, even partial. Why the difference? He says, no, the word davar is extra in the pasuk over here. So it must be coming to add an extra limitation and saying that it's got to be complete. But when the word's not extra, we're just touching the words, so then it could even be partial. Don't we already need the word davar over here to teach us the gzereshava of davar davar mimamun, nashmin and dain davar shavar box mishnaim, which teaches us that just like by dinim mamunis, you need two edim to establish a chiyuv in dinim mamunis, you also need two edim by davar shavar erva. So don't we need this word davar over here? What do you mean this word davar is extra? How can you say it's extra and that's why everyone agrees davar v'lo chatzi davar? So he says, Yeshlomar, the davar degabe erva mufnehi. This davar by erva is not used for any separate drasha. And even if meaning there are different types of gzer shavas. There's gzer shava that's mufna and gzer shava that's eno mufna. So when you have gzer shava that's mufna, it means that neither of the words on either side of the gzer shava are being used for any other drasha, except for the gzer shava. If neither one is being used for any other drasha, except for the gzer shava, then that gzera shava cannot be asked on. It's an absolute gzera shava. But when it's not mufna, when one of the sides, mufna mitzad echad or mufna mishnei tzad, and both of the sides are being used for some other drasha, then you can ask kashas on the gzera shava if there's something that's not a precise parallel between the two parshios that you're trying to link. So Tosfos says, you know what? Maybe this is the davar on one side is mufna, and even if it's not completely mufna, maybe there's just nothing to ask. There's nothing to ask on this gzera shava. Okay. And then Tosfos says, you know what? I'm not convinced that it's really from davar that we're darshaning over here. He says, v'i ikal mifrach yesh lomer delav mi davar darish. It could be that the drush of davar v'lo chatzi davar is just a catchy phrase, but the drush is not really from the word davar. Unbelievable chiddush. No, throughout all, we always say davar v'lo chatzi davar. He says, nah, it's not really the word davar that we're focused on. We're really focused on the words al pi shnayim yakum, which implies that shnayim is yakum kol ha'edus and not half of the edus. But avol gabei mamon, mali mamon gadol, mali mamon katan, lefima sheganav yishalem, lachi in svarah, lemayit chatzai bakar. When it comes to dinim mamonis, and we say chamisha bakar, vafilu chatzai bakar, it's because what difference does it make if you steal a lot of money or a little money? Whatever you steal, that's what you pay back. So that's why by mamon, it doesn't seem to make sense to distinguish between bakar and chatzai bakar. But over here, it makes sense to distinguish between a full Eidos and a partial Eidos. Okay, either way, back in the Gemara, right? The Gemara is bothered, but do we have such a drasha? What do the Rabbanan do with such a drasha of davar v'lo chati davar? So says the Gemara, let's say they're being made about whether a girl is a gedola or not. So what does she need to be a gedola? She needs to have shtei saros, right? Two pubic hairs to be a gedola. So let's say you have one set of one aid says that he saw one hair on one side of her, and the other aid says he saw another hair on the other side of her. So hey, chatzi davar v'chatzi edus. He says the Gemara, come on, that's not even a chatzi davar. That's a chatzi edus because you have one aid on each. So not only are they each being meyed on half of what you need, it's only half of the people that you need to be meyed on each half that you need. So it's a chatzi edus also. Ella, so rather must be coming in l'mu'ute, shnayim omrim achas begabah, v'shnayim omrim achas bekresa. No, it must be coming to exclude where two edim say they saw one hair on one side of her, and two edim say they saw one hair on the other side of her. That's going to be davar v'lo chatzi davar. So unbelievable. The Gemara is making a chilik right now between a case where two edim testify about chazak of year one, two separated by chazak of year two, two separated by chazak of year three, where that's not a chatzi davar, that's okay, that's all one big thing. Whereas, meaning each edus is on a full item, a full year, and that counts as a full thing, as a full davar, but when two edim testify about one hair and two edim testify about another hair, that's not a full davar. What's the chiluk? They're both, a chazak is nothing unless you have 3 years, no? So when each one is testifying about 1 year, they're testifying about nothing. The same with shtei saros. One sara means nothing, shtei saros means something. Each one is testifying about nothing then. Why are they different? Why do we say by the shtei saros, it's each one testifying about a chatzi davar, but by the chazak, it's each one testifying about a davar? So there are like six shitos in the Rishonim that I'm aware of on this. We're not going to obviously go through all six, but the Rashbam says as follows. Says Rashbam, Ella, Dibur Maskel Ella, he says, Ella, hai davar lemutei chatzi davar d'chiyai gavna, k'on shnayim omrim achas begavarinu v'lo bedakni yosef, shnayim omrim manu bedakni milfneh, v'reinu achas bekresa. V'ilav mi'uta d'kra davar v'lo chatzi davar. Had we not had davar v'lo chatzi davar, lo hayelanu lifsal edus zeh, we would not have passed this edus. The edus zeh kasheru me'achas yish beiz edim al kol seir, shari in machish and klal zeh ezeh. They're not contradicting each other. Two edim said we saw this side of her. Two edim said we saw that side of her. They each saw a different hair. I would have thought that's fine. Ella, kazu batku migaba, v'kaz shnia batku milfaneh. They just looked at different parts of her body. U'bishah achas ro beisaros, elu mikan ve'elu mikan. And at the same moment, they saw two saros. Two edim on one side, two edim on the other side. The lekalameh rashumaninu, so you can't just say it's one hair. No, there were two hairs. It was all at the same time. Davar, but now that we have the drash of davar, edusim betela. The beis saros davar echad huve inmo inun elikashen biyachad bebas achas. Why are shtei saros considered a davar and sara echad is considered a chatzi davar? Because in order for beis saros to be meaningful, they both need to be there at the same time. Let's say it was the same two edim. So one hair on one part of her body on Monday, and then they came back on Tuesday, they saw another hair in a different part of her body. Is that Eidos that she's a Gedola? So says Rashbam, no. Because by the time they saw the hair on Tuesday, the hair on Monday might have fallen out, and then it's nothing. It's necessary that the Eidos be at the same time. So since it's necessary the Eidos be at the same time, seeing one hair is only a Chatzi Davar. As opposed to Shnei Chazaka, by definition, it's necessary that the Eidos, that the 3 years, not all happen at the same time. It's by definition, it's over time. It's year 1 year, 2 year, three. So therefore, by Shnei Chazaka, it's considered a full davar to testify on a year, because nothing else has to be happening at the same time as that year. The second year is supposed to be happening later. So that's the chilek between the Shnei Chazaka versus the Achas Begaba, the Achas Bekresa. That's how the Rashbam is mechalik. Tosus quotes the Rashba. He says that you don't need to be mechalik like this. He says, "Afilu ayis chashuv gedolik shabbat kushne edim ayom bekal makom v'lo ro ki amachas begaba batkul mafar." Even if they were to see one hair on Monday, another on Tuesday, even if that would be good edus for shtei saros, b'shtei kitei edim chashuv chatzi davar, still it's called a chatzi davar b'shtei saros. Afal pi shero kol mashi chol niros. Even though they see everything they're able to see, v'lo dami le'edus chazaka. What's the chilik? The hacha ein edus and edus below edus beis achronim ve'ein mo l'shun davar bi'olam. Of what value is there to testify that a girl has one hair? It means nothing. It does absolutely nothing. It's not that she's half a gedola if she has one hair. She's nothing if she has one hair. When you testify that someone was in a karka eating the peros for 1 year, that has value to it. It may have negative value for the guy because now he's going to owe the money for all the peros that he ate during that year. So it's testimony about something of value. Right? It means something when you testify that a guy was there for 1 year. It's not completely meaningless like you have by Shtei Saros. That's the chilek, says Tosfos, between the Eidos on the Shtei Saros and the Eidos on the Shnei Chazaka. I'll just mention one or two more ideas and then we'll try to just finish up to the end. The Shita Lanot Alami has an interesting idea. He says the chilek between the Saros is that the Shtei Saros are not just a simen for what that maybe she is a gadol because she has shtei saros. It is the definition of gadlus, right? When she has shtei saros, that is the definition of a gedola. When you're being made about shnei chazaka, the definition of owning a property is not being there for 3 years. That's a raya that he must be the owner of the property, that he must have bought it. So that's why when you're being made about partial raya, that is a davar. But when you're being made about partial gadlus, about the item itself, that's not a davar. Being made about one hair, you're being made about half of what is godless. So that's a chatzi davar. But you're being made about half of a raya, so that's something. That's half of the raya. It's not a chatzi davar because it's not half of the actual issue that's at hand. And this is an interesting ha'ara because Rav Elchanan writes in Kovit Shurim and Psachim, he's not sure when we say tseisa kochav, when you see three medium stars at night, is that a simen that it must already be dark enough to be night, that you could see three stars? Or is the definition of night when you see three stars? It's a big difference. Big nafkamina according to what we're saying now. According to this shita lo no de la mi, when you're talking about something that itself is definitional, if you have Eidos on one star and then two other Eidim on another star, two other Eidim on a third star, we know they're not talking about the third star, the same star. So is that a valid edus? Are they mitzdarif? Do we say davar lo chatzi davar? So if it's definitional, that three stars means night, so then it's chatzi davar according to this. But if it's not definitional, it's just a simen, that it must be dark enough to be night, then it's a full davar. It's a phenomenal chiddush. Okay, let's see the Gemara a little bit weiter. Amar Yehuda, echra amar achla chitim, echra amar achla sa'orim, arezu chazaka. If one set of Edom says that, one aid says that he ate wheat in the field, the other says he ate barley, that's a good enough chazaka. Maskav Rav Nachman, elamayata, echra amar achla rishon shlish v'chamishis, vechra amar achla shnir v'yis v'shishis, achinami davya chazaka. Let's say you have one aid that said he was there years 1, 3, and 5, and the other aid says he was there years 2, 4, and 6. Is that also a good chazaka? I mean, they'd be made about two different things. Meaning he assumes that when you say that one eight says he ate wheat and the other says he ate barley, that they must be made about, they must be talking about different times. That the one that says wheat must be talking about different years than barley, because that's what they would do with their fields frequently. They would switch off years. 1 year they would grow wheat, next year barley, wheat, barley, in order to replenish the nutrients that are necessary to grow each one. So Amalei Rav Yehuda Hachi Ashi says, no, you can't compare the two. Haslam b'shasa de kamasid mar, lo kamasid mar. Hachat ravai b'chad d'shasa kamasidi. He says, no, when they're being made about the wheat and the barley, one guy says wheat, the other one says barley, they're talking about the same years. It's just one guy thought he was eating wheat, the other one thought he was eating barley. When one guy says he was there in the odd years and the other one says he was there in the even years, they didn't see the same thing. They saw different years. So Michael Lemmer, how did they make a mistake between wheat and barley then? How did they make a mistake? How could it be they were looking at the same years and one guy saw wheat and the other guy saw barley. How's that possible? So says Gemara, Ben Chiti Lusari Lava Dataya De'inshi. Because how many people can know the difference between what looks like wheat and what looks like barley? It looks like grain. So they weren't paying such careful attention. They were just saying, yeah, he was having wheat, barley. They just said whatever grain they knew. But it wasn't that they were so medayik in knowing the exact difference between wheat and barley. But in fact, they are being made about the same thing. And therefore, it is a valid chazaka. So we'll pick up from the two dots at the bottom of the page. Ezra's Hashem tomorrow.